This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
My friends, on this worldwide broadcast, it's already Sunday, the second day of April 2017, and I am here at the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. There was a big exclusive interview with Matt Drudge, who does an interview every couple of years. The last one he did was here about a year and a half ago, with Michael Savage on his 75th birthday on Friday. And so we're going to be airing some excerpts of that because I missed it Friday. I didn't learn about it until Saturday. And I was already planning to come in here today and say, look, Trump is in crisis. I know he wants to look confident and move forward, but he's got the Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership. He's got all of them coming out against him. Is that delay thing on air for everybody? We're fixing it. It's always fun. It's like I set up these new studios and stuff, and it's like the more I do that, the more they're like left in total disarray. It's crazy. And it doesn't really matter, does it? But I may just go to rebroadcast hell at this point. We do have Greg Sawyer joining us, formerly, obviously, SEAL Team 6, federal officer, involved in counterterrorism. He's got all these big sources, very, very high level, that are aware of the pedophilia that's taking place and how it's a system, like a gang, a culture, a cult, taking over basically the planet. And he has the sources that are all part of these big raids that Trump has finally authorized, where they're, you know, arresting hundreds of pedophiles every few days, including with the kids, not just the child porn. And that is such a big deal. And there's almost no coverage of this in the news. When they have a big bust, it's reported one time, then it's shut down months later. What even happened? So he's on five History Channel and Discovery Channel shows. He's the main guy on three of them. He has more work than he can do. He's a very successful guy. And he did a YouFundMe deal or a YouCare thing. It's actually the name of the company. But one of those crowdsourcing deals. Because the military and the intelligence agencies and the police are saying internationally, but also domestically, they need media coverage. They can't get media coverage of what's happening. And they trust Craig, and they know he's on the show a few weeks ago talking about all this. So they reached out and said, you should push for this. So he did a YouCaring funding deal. Raised $50,000 in about 45 minutes, and they just killed it and said, we don't agree with your political views. We don't want to be involved in this. Pretty amazing. He's going to be joining us coming up in the second hour of the broadcast today. So, again, a big transmission lined up. Yeah, that's them in the little comment forum. We added it to the article where they sent an official letter. Where they said that, and I can show that to everybody, where they said that, no, we just want to be politically involved with you because it's politically incorrect, basically, to be involved in the rescue of children. I mean, they actually say in the letter that we don't find it to be very caring. So we only do caring things. So it gets a little bit Orwellian in the terms. Maybe it was some form letter they send out, but it doesn't look like that. But this just shows out there in cyberspace, the one big thing you do is that you do not talk about the invisible empire of pedophilia that's admitted. I mean, Dr. Phil, I heard covered this week, and like his show's being canceled. He had victims of this on who their abusers were convicted of it. But oh no, Dr. Phil, that doesn't exist because Salon Magazine and everybody else tells us that this doesn't exist. Or if it does, it's a good thing. You know, pedophilia is a good thing, I guess, according to these sickos. So that's coming up. So excerpts of the historic Matt Drudge interview where he points out that if we don't realize the fight's just begun, we're going to lose this whole thing. the absolute attempt to plunge our stock market, the absolute attempt to bring our economy down, to block nationalistic recovery the same way the globalists in the EU went after the Brexit, is just par for the course. It's so obvious, it's so tyrannical, and we should all reject it.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The passion of slaves, and this man knows no fear. He is Alex Jones.
You know, I didn't write that liner. I've actually taken it out 8 times. Hey, I understand the crew's busy. Somebody's lost in the shuffle. No, I do know total fear. I know absolute fear of globalist tyrants having their way with humanity and the people just rolling over and giving into it. That's what I have fear of. I have fear of society losing its soul and just giving into this tyranny like communist China, where they just let a ruling class of communist Chinese sell their labor to the world's the highest bidder and absolutely enslave them, and then Western elites come in and just have their way with it. I have total fear of failure. I have total fear of unconsciousness. I have total fear of just the zombies all around me, just disconnected, just eyes all half dead, staring out into space, 10,000% increases in cancer, massive IQ reductions, sperm rates down 90% in the West, just absolute New World Order hell on Earth. And everybody just sits here because it's incremental and they accept it. We have a special guest joining us who has led Federal Task Force, who was obviously in SEAL Team 6, a lot of the classified areas, very famous, respected former Navy SEAL, Craig Sawyer, who has a massive history in the military going back over 30 years and knows folks in basically every Western intelligence agency out there. He has gotten all these amazing groups involved who are involved in the rescue of children in Europe and here. You see in England, you see in Europe, you see in the U.S., the military and police going after the pedophiles last year and this year, 3,000-plus arrests under Trump, greenlighting the Justice Department. And you see almost no coverage in the media. They'll report once on each big raid. Then who were the kids? When were they abducted? What happened to them? And we're talking about snuff films. We're talking about child torture. We're talking about stuff that is hard to believe, but we know is going on. And then Craig came on Friday and said, my contacts say the missing link is media covering it. No one will cover this information. No one will cover this information. We're doing it. It's happening. We'll arrest hundreds of people with the kids in cages. The snuff films, all of it. Stuff these people have never seen anything like it in the world. Fighting radical Islamic groups, criminals, white slavery groups, Somali pirates. They've still seen nothing like it. Pure evil. Orchestrated, directed evil. And what happened at UCaring, one of the big funding sites, within 45 minutes of him being live on air, he launched it the day before. They deleted it. and then sent us a letter saying, and I have the letter here, I'm going to cover it with him in the second hour, sent a letter saying, we don't want to be involved in stuff politically like this or things that have legal issues involved because we're only concerned about helping the community and being loving and caring. It actually says it. It's so bizarre. When you've got a federal officer that leads task forces, it's a federal officer who's involved in all sorts of clandestine operations. You've got a former Navy SEAL who's been the most elite team and a leader in those teams. When we talk about it, so I'll stop right there. And a guy that has five TV shows on History Channel, Discovery Channel, three of them, he's the top guy on them. And they say that's not credible and real. He's been trying for 2 years to get big TV production to do a show on this because they're so upset about it. And they've gone to Trump, and Trump promises a candidate, I'm going to go after it. And he green-lighted police and law enforcement and the military that backs them up to go after these groups. Because when there's snuff films and stuff going on, there's drug dealing, you know, child trafficking, it's all going on. Very dangerous groups. Trump, just like he's green-lighted the military to go after radical Islamic groups and said, look, you got the targets, you got it confirmed, I trust you, go after it. He's also green-lighted this. The problem is zero coverage after the first reports. And so they want a conduit to give that information to. But they can't do that. Because no media outlet in the United States will cover it. Because the minute you do, Google bans you, Facebook bans you, they censor you. Before Craig even tweeted or Facebooked about this, he has a huge, you know, huge Facebook, huge Twitter. They began to block almost all of his tweets and Facebooks as soon as he was even behind the scenes involved in all this. And then other things started happening to him. Well, that didn't intimidate him. He's now moving forward. But as he said Friday, I laid one foot on the sand, on the ground, and the attack was absolutely massive. We know we're over the target. We're getting this flak. So he joins us in the second hour. The good news is the people over at YouCaring go, oh, the money that was raised will be sent to you. The $10,000 I gave, the money others gave, in just 45 minutes on air. And he also has launched on a more conservative outfit, right, $30,000 since Friday on this gun fund group that we'll put on screen for folks. But this isn't about money. I saw the trolls, the Democratic trolls, the website saying, Jones is doing this to raise money. I gave $10,000. I get blackballed all over the search engines for covering this. It's the opposite. Yeah, we'll put it back on screen, please. That's Gun Fund Me, and that's Discover, exposing pedophiles and rescuing children. So $30,000 has been raised on that platform since the $50,000 came in that they blocked. I've said I was going to give $10,000. I'm going to just trust in God the funds come in. I'm going to give $100,000 or $90,000 additional now because they think they're going to stop us on this. And I have a whole camera team already leaving today. They've already left to go to California to go and then meet with the law enforcement and others that can't get any coverage. Before this even happened with Craig Friday, we decided this on Wednesday, send a team out to California. Millie Weaver and, of course, Gavin, the camera guy and great editor, and, of course, another great editor and camera person, Mr. Zimmerman, are all going out there right now to go cover what the media will not cover and will not look at and will not talk about. And, you know, back when Fukushima had all this radiation raining down 4 years ago in California, we went out and covered it with Geiger counters and forced a bunch of news to say, okay, there is radiation. It is 10 to 50 times higher than what it's supposed to be. So that's our job, is to go where no one else will go, to go where no man or woman has dared before, because it's our responsibility for these kids. And it's our responsibility to do the hard missions and to stand up against this kind of crap. So that's what we're doing right now. So Craig Sawyer, a real hero, will be joining us in the second hour and on radio stations across the country and on InfoWars.com, on Real Alex Jones, on Twitter, and everything we do. They don't want this out. They're scared because we are so effective. They're scared because we have a track record of exposing hundreds of big stories months or years or decades before it's admitted. Globalism's in crisis. The EU's on fire. World government is falling apart because it's unelected. It's authoritarian. Humanity is awakening. And that's why even U.S. News and World Report, I meant to give you this article, just type in Google censorship, click news. U.S. News and World Report admits Google is the world's greatest censor and is accelerating it and working with Communist China and others. But it's not just Google. It's Facebook. It's Twitter. It's all of them are working with the Communist Chinese to censor here in America, and the communist Chinese are involved openly, and their president saying he'll help shut down Trump. There it is, the new censorship. How did Google become the internet censor and master manipulator, blocking access to millions of websites? Absolutely. And you've got Google was kind of its own conglomerate tied into groups, and you got the left saying, stop censoring, only censor conservatives, or we'll take you over. So they're not the only wolf in the hen house here. They're not the only fox in the hen house. I mean, this is really complex. Republicans have got a bill that allows web browsers and stuff to be shared, but Obama's thing was even worse and had total takeover of the internet and surveillance. So that it's just like both are bad. And I've been trying to like read all the bills and documents on that front. I mean, I've spent a lot of time just trying to figure out. And what's crazy is they know this is complex. So they just spew out this info, hoping the public buys into it. We have the Chinese communist dictator. He's not elected. About to meet with Trump. Putin says, hey, what about me? Your media is bullying everybody. Can we not meet? I mean, even with the global crises with the Soviet Union, our presidents would meet with Russian leaders. We have to do this for detente and for so much more. Again, I'm Alex Jones. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Infowars.com is the URL. They do not want shared. They do not want out to the public. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new 4-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Lifetime Anytime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea.
Here we are. It's already April 2nd. We're already into month number 4 of 2017. Hard to believe, but 2018, before we know it. Some of the articles coming up. Obama's IRS chief that admitted she was targeting conservatives, libertarians, Christian groups beyond Richard Nixon, who dodged impeachment, continues under Trump. Trump has such rebellion under him and all these agencies, bipartisanly, that he can't even get rid of people that engage in illegal political persecution. And MSNBC would praise her and say, they're the racist Tea Party. They deserve to be audited or arrested. There is so much to get to. Sean Spicer came out, the press secretary, and said more and more reports show Obama administration spied on Trump. It's admitted. They bragged they did. But there was no proof of anything in the spying, so then they backed off of it. Then Evelyn Farkas, who headed up Obama's operation against Russia, claims Russian may be behind fake news about her. Ladies and gentlemen, she went on MSNBC and CNN and multiple channels and said, of course Obama was spying on Trump and has the proof of all this, and he should give it to the media. Then when that clip got played going, look, you admit they were spying, she went, oh, it's the Russians. Was it a Russian android lady? My issue is Russia's not expanding. Communist China is the one that's threatening the South China Sea, funding North Korea, buying up Hollywood, saying they're going to block Trump, working with Facebook and Google and Microsoft to censor the Internet. I could care less about the Russians. If they were in our face doing all this, I'd be in their face. But Russia's seen as weak. So it's being bullied by the same globalists that have hijacked us. So, again, our common enemy is globalism. And look, they know that in Europe. True Blue Passport reborn. That's right. The 500 million pound project will replace the EU document post-Brexit, going back to the old unicorn and lion. Passport. Going back to that, leaving the unelected dictatorial EU that they said we could never leave. And they're threatening economic warfare against England if they try to leave and be their own country, even though they never voted to enter it. And here's another one. As French election race tightens, the socialist enemy of the Nationalist Front increases their attacks. That's out of Yahoo News. It's actually French news agency and Reuters both reporting that. So again, Le Pen, even in the fake polls, the female Donald Trump of France is ahead. Exciting time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen. But let's start getting the Matt Drudge interview, because Matt gives an interview every year and a half, every 2 years. The last one he gave was in 2015. Is that hard to believe? In late 2015. At InfoWars, so a year and a half ago. There is a crisis on many fronts. Matt Drudge says he suspects Congress is sabotaging Trump. The Republicans admit they are. They tried to block him in the nomination. So this is a very powerful interview. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's at SavageNation.com. And, of course, I didn't really see it there, but I guess it may be at DrudgeReport.com. He's just a humble guy. But Matt Drudge, something doesn't feel right in D.C. Then Matt Drudge claims Trump has actually saved the media. Yeah, they were all completely collapsing until the Trump era, so now as they try to destroy him, people are so interested, pro and con, that it's actually given them a dead cat bounce. And then Matt Drudge, again, I'm kind of starting at the end of the interview. I guess he only got a 10-minute interview. I got an hour-long one, so I'm lucky with Drudge. But here it is. Drudge, something doesn't feel right. And the reason this is so important is I was going to come in here Saturday. Yesterday I thought, Trump's in crisis. I don't want to sound like he's not in charge and powerful, but he's trying to look confident. He's surrounded. He has to go back to talking to the public directly. He has to go back to engaging in media. They've convinced him to, quote, look presidential and do a couple interviews a week on Fox and be cloistered and or do a few rallies a month. No. He's got to do fireside chats. Hell, 3-4 nights a week. It'll be the highest rated thing. It will turn the tide. But they are really running these hoax. They're really trying to crash the economy. They're really trying to twist everything he does. And the president has got to go back to his personal charisma that Drudge is talking about. But first, Matt Drudge, something doesn't feel right. Here it is.
I was in D.C. this week. I couldn't wait to get out of there. You know, nonstop sirens, nonstop bomb threats, a very strange feeling in the air. I grew up in D.C. It was never like that. A sense of something is not right. You know, the highest percentage of Hillary voters was where? Washington, D.C.
Really?
Trump is living in a place with the highest percentage of people who voted against him. It would have been as if Hillary went to Wyoming.
No, it'd be like Michael Savage broadcasting in San Francisco. Come on.
So maybe it can work.
It works.
Maybe it can work. All right, early days, Rasmussen, who I trust, who was literally the closest in the general election. People don't realize that. Rasmussen actually got it right. He is showing danger for Trump. I don't think that's fake. I think it is showing danger. I think attacking the Freedom Caucus was calculated. To get something through the House, that still doesn't mean he can get it through the Senate. You've got McCain who's going to block. You've got Lindsey Graham who's going to block. So Donald Trump has been dealt a very bad hand here. Does the audience understand that? He has a bad hand. And that's just the way it is. Now, do you leave the casino altogether? Do you go to take a break? Does he take a break?
You told me you think he should disappear for a while.
Well, you know, Nixon wasn't in your face. Since when did the president become someone who was in your face daily? I wish he would just go to work behind the scenes. Just go away behind the scenes and go to work.
I mean, don't be so...
But I think with after Bill Clinton, you had to be in the public face every day. You had to be a part of the pop culture. Obama took it to new heights. Mm-hmm. The cover of People magazine every other week or you're out of favor. Mm. I don't think President Trump needs to be out front every day saying something. I think we would respect him if he got serious things done. And the end result, you judge the tree by the fruit.
You're listening to the Savage Nation, and we have a very important guest. He's just left the theater. He's done more than I ever thought he would do. He honored me by coming here, but he also is extremely private. And I implored him, after stuffing him with Chinese food, to please say a few words to the audience. And he's so good-natured that he just did it. But don't underestimate the influence of this man. Everybody in the world who is in the public eye reads the Drudge Report every day, as I do. We all know that. So you just heard his view of what must be done for the president to thrive. It's that simple. And what I'm going to ask you, the audience, is a similar question again. Is there anything going on outside of America that you think he needs to be doing? What should he be doing outside of our borders? Or the bigger question is, should he be focused only on domestic issues right now? Or do you want to see him doing international issues? What would you prioritize, crushing ISIS or building the wall?
Now, Drudge and Savage are obviously super smart guys, and I get the paradox. So I've thought about this myself. Disappear for a while, and that gives you an even bigger bump with people to remember all you've covered, all you've done, not take it for granted. And Drudge has done that. But then Drudge goes on, coming up, this is getting a bill through Congress. This is also charisma. I wish they would let him return to Donald Trump. He needs to either disappear or get even more hardcore and go directly to the people. Stop going through surrogates. That's the answer. I believe right now he needs to go on the offense and address the American people 3-4 nights a week.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com.
www.thesavagenation.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones, and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, it's an information war. The big globalist combines, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, they're all openly, Apple tried to censor any nationalistic, any common sense, any pro-growth broadcast. And they are pulling out the stops. They got PETA, one of their big eugenics groups, saying that milk is white supremacist because it's white. And you're like, that's dumb. They're dumbing that down to the public where they say brown paper bags are racist 5 years ago in Seattle and you'll be fired in Seattle government if you have a brown paper bag. No one ever said brown paper bags were racist or that, you know, having, I guess I got a brown desk here. That's to put down people that are brown. I mean, you understand it's targeting people to dumb them down. The method is the madness. A consumer sentiment in the U.S. raises on views of current finances. We've got the stock market with stellar last quarter, $3 plus trillion. New home buying is hitting record highs. The Federal Reserve has been forced to move to let small businesses have loans. Trump's forcing a bunch of stuff right now. I don't care about Trump just as Trump. I don't know Trump. I've talked to him on the phone, had him on the show. But what matters is he's really pissing the elite off. General Electric came out and said, we're a shame if we can't stand up to Trump and how he's hurting the environment. So General Electric builds hundreds of plants in China. They're totally dirty, sells electricity to them to build factories. We have clean plants. General Electric gets a waiver from Obama to have dirty plants 8 years ago, and the clean ones are shut down, and they make hundreds of billions. But see, General Electric CEO, who, by the way, got it where he was tax-exempt for the last 6-7 years for them, thinks you're a moron. He's got a rigged economy with communist China selling out America, and he just goes, oh, I'm liberal. He's hurting the earth. Liberal. Let's have the courage to stand up against the evil man that got $3 trillion in the stock market and $300 billion in new jobs announced and hundreds of major companies to announce they're moving back here. That's why I care, because Trump is over-delivering. Oh, David Gergen, the little globalist on CNN, he's the worst president ever in the first 100 days. We weren't even 70 days in when he said it. I'm just watching with horror people that are trendies and buying to MSM, same type of folks that, you know, buy timeshares or whatever, just like getting off on, oh, let's destroy Trump. Oh, he's a failure. Oh, he's the worst person ever. Meanwhile, The Hill reports Hillary Clinton's back. She can only go out in public about once a week, but she's declaring overthrow Trump. Isn't that cute? So we've got so much happening. This is an epic time to be alive. And Matt Drudge was paradoxical in a short interview. He's like, maybe Trump should just disappear. Or maybe he should be Trump and allow his charismatic self to go forward. And the media, it's true, they admit, in the election went from almost no viewers to some, and now attacking Trump, they're actually getting a somewhat of an audience again while they try to push for censorship of us. So that's the paradox. What does Trump do? I'll tell you. He stops listening to his little fake advisors and Paul Ryan that sold him out. Drudge is right about that. And he doesn't do mainstream media, but he does starve them and then 3 nights a week do an hour presentation with a big computer screen or big printouts on poster board where he goes through what he's doing and what's happening. Ross Perot did it and went from 10% of the polls to, you know, 40% was going to beat Bush in 1992 until he got death threatened and backed out. Trump, you cannot be stopped. Stop listening to your advisors other than Bannon. And you go it yourself like you did as the underdog. I love the fact you went and played golf with Rand Paul. Going to get his version now of health care, which I was told behind the scenes was the plan all along. But I agree with Drudge. We don't want to be overconfident. Trump is in crisis because the Republican establishment is against him. We can handle the outside traitors, the Democrats, and the Chinese globalist communists, but we cannot handle traitors from within. And Trump's big problem is that. Let's play this clip. We'll come back and play more of the big exclusive that happened on Friday with the great, the only other patriot on talk radio, Michael Savage. Here it is.
No, either. Now, Melania is moving into the White House. Could this help to soften some of Trump's edges?
Will they care, though, Matt?
Nancy Reagan is billed as a secret behind Ronnie. That she soothed him. She played watchdog.
This is a family show.
Okay.
Is that what they did with each other? She was the watchdog?
She was the watchdog.
She blocked the bushes.
I do think having Melania there and the son there. Yeah, you're right. The Rosies.
I agree. She needs to be there.
The Rachels. The Rachel. I dare you, Rachel Maddow. Go after the son. I dare you.
Go ahead, Matt. Give it to her.
I dare you, Rachel.
Give it to that
but you know,
she's the Trump card. She needs her there.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a little bit nervous about the media situation. Do you know the media was near death? The New York Times was holding on to the short hairs. Do you know Vanity Fair was going under? CNN barely had a fraction. Some of the networks had NAs. Do you know what an NA is in race and ratings? No. Not able to register.
Not available.
Trump has saved the media.
By Trump.
Look, record ratings now.
Why?
Because the opposition is consolidating. They're following every bouncing ball. People actually believe Trump is a Russian agent. This is the drugged ones. This is the drugged ones. How do you get them off? Anyway, I don't mean to hog the airtime here. No, I'm not hogging.
You don't do radio. I love it.
Hold on a second here. Ken FTL down in Southern Florida, you're on the air with Drudge and Savage.
Savage, you're talking about what should Trump do? Do exactly what he's been doing. Run the country. It's been just over 60 days. And I'm getting a little tired of every time I listen to a station, including the conservative ones. Oh, he's in trouble. Oh my God! What?
I like the passion. At least you're that's a little more. Thank you. They should put him in.
Here's the question: should he get harder, Matt, or should he back off and be Mr. Softy? Go ahead. You're the media maven. Wait. You know, the man sitting here in my broadcast chair is a personal friend of mine. We've known each other for a number of years.
The wife goes soft.
You don't know two people on earth who had more to do with Donald Trump getting elected.
I don't know that.
Well, okay, I'll take response. You don't have to say that. I'll take it. You know why I backed Donald? I didn't know him at all. His message was my message, borders, language, culture. He wanted a wall. He wanted to restore
savage
faith in America. He wanted to restore our faith in the cultural basis of this country. So I figured let's go for it because the opposition here is against everything I believe.
America doesn't deserve
Trump. I saw that you were pretty consistently...
I come at it from a different side. I like Donald the man even before he ran. I think he is one of the most fascinating Americans that have ever lived in the modern era.
He is Americana.
He is a throwback. You talked about an old school.
Yeah.
An old school. He's old school. Part of me is his personality is not being totally used here.
Mm.
The charm. The guy who ran the hotel. The guy who had a number one TV show with The Apprentice. And don't mock me, Rachel. Come on. This is part of charisma. Charisma is needed in this job. This isn't just getting a bill through Congress. This is also charisma. So I wish they would let him return to Donald Trump, the full Donald Trump. So we're disagreeing already.
What about the tweeting every day?
I think he thinks that's fun.
What do you think?
Twitter to me, I don't do much of it.
Yeah, Trump should create his own Twitter.
The audience is that large. I think it's the junkies that are... It's feeding the junkies.
Trump should back his own Twitter.
Thing.
A White House Twitter.
I would sit down and give an interview with Oprah. I would do it. Okay, you're rolling your eyes. Here we go.
I didn't say no. I was surprised.
Do you know in the 80s he did? And she melted in his presence.
Oh, yeah, he dominated.
The audience of women melted in his presence. Now... that doesn't mean he changes his policies. That doesn't mean less taxes.
Let's play that over interview tomorrow.
Seal the borders. He's going to lay the first brick, by the way. Watch. He's going to lay the brick. He's going to slab that cement on that brick and he's going to put it down. But why not do a little bit more to reach out to the other half? Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's the Condoleezza Rice.
You have been listening to the... man who I affectionately call the Hearst of our
time. We're going to come back and finish up with this and get some other clips straight ahead. That is great radio. I wish Matt Drudge was back on air. He's way better. He was great before than when he was doing that Saturday night show. That is some powerful radio right there. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We'll be back.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second hour, we're going to cover a subject that is so dark, but also so important and so epic that I hope you'll stay with us and tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your Facebook, your Twitter, your Google to tune in. Because there have been over 3,000 reported pedophiles arrested in just the last 65 days of President Trump being in office. And this is the real culture of these people. It's homosexual, it's heterosexual, it's guys raping boys, it's guys raping girls. It's mainly men doing it, like 90%. And I've talked to the folks that are involved in the SWAT team raids now that Trump has green-lighted this. And they're getting all the intel, and it hits judges, and it's stopping. And then you have a guy that's led federal task forces, been a leader of a major SEAL team, been involved in the most elite SEAL team we can't even mention, comes on and says he has all these sources confirming this is going on, who've been on the raids, and he wants to do a TV show on this when he already has five TV shows on History and Discovery Channel. He just knows he needs a TV show. In fact, he's being threatened not to do this. I just love the internet liberal side say, oh, you want attention. Oh, Alex, you want crowdsourcing. You make money. I gave $10,000. We're trying to fund crews to then go be able to cover this. But the military and police only trust people that are with them, who they've worked with, and who can then blur out the faces and put it out correctly. But this is the most death-defying thing I've ever done. Make no mistake. I mean, I deal with feelings of major guilt that I should be selfish for my family and myself and shouldn't do this. And then I see trolls making jokes about pedophilia on InfoWars and YouTube. And I just, like, it's one of the, I'll be honest, it's actually gotten to me. Because most of these people that are making a joke out of pedophilia and saying it doesn't exist and all this when it's all over the news and confirmed, they're not actually involved in it. They just think it's sick and funny to make jokes about it. And you're not even worth me wanting to go after. But I will go after you if you're in the way. And I think we're just radically coming to that moment where everybody's getting the fact that nothing matters anymore. Except getting our hands around these people's necks. And the stuff I've seen behind the scenes and even on air, it gives me a lot of hope. But then you've got some of the most famous patriotic soldiers in the world, not just America, telling people this, and then Google bans them, and YouTube bans them, and Facebook bans them, and says this is fake news, when guys that lead federal task forces, and are, I mean, like it was like Tonto was on a week and a half ago, you know, the big hero of Benghazi. He's having to write articles defending Nunes, who he's friends with, because Nunes is coming out and saying, no, we have intel Obama was spying on Trump, and there's no Russian connection, because there wasn't. And then they call Nunes a Russian agent. They call Rand Paul a Russian agent. You're the globalist agents, okay? We're turning America's economy back on. We're patriots. And you're trying to bully a bunch of people and not support President Trump, who's trying to reform the VA and secure our borders and doing so many good things. And we finally get a good president. And then all you people sit there and make jokes about it when you're being screwed by the same system. You've smoked your own dope. You've been conned. The global system, the New World Order is bad. And here's the good news, though. All of the world is failing. Humanity's awakening. I just see Trump with so much courage. And behind the scenes, I know what he's doing and how he's just as fatalistic and doesn't care. And it's just horrifying to me, quite frankly, that they're going to kill Trump or they're in major publications saying overthrow him, kill him. And just as a man that I see organized government and systems criminally organizing for evil and coming after me and Trump, because, you know, Trump's getting attacked a lot more than I am, but I'm like the second most attacked person, maybe third or fourth. Drudges attacked, others are. And it's just like, it hits you hard. And then you ask yourself, am I being a wimp not mobilizing people for physical confrontation? Nothing offensive. And then, like, Tonto's on the show, and he says, Alex, I know you've had a lot of stuff happen to you, because he knows what's going on. He's like, I'm ready. You call me. I'm coming. And it's just like, they all know. And then now, like, all these famous soldiers that have never gone public, never done anything, they're already saying, yeah, you try to overthrow Trump, we're going to go operational, because the country's so close. And all Trump's trying to do is, like, not let the communist Chinese run the country and not let us get sold out to multinationals and actually trying to get some jobs for Americans and just do fair deals. He's not trying to shut China down or Mexico. He just wants fair deals. And it hurts me. It hurts me because I don't even know what to say at this point. I just know that history's happening and anybody that isn't part of it is crazy. I don't want to focus on Hillary Clinton and a bunch of scum. I mean, I was thinking about today driving into work how Hillary represented all these child rapists and known pedophiles that would kidnap girls and rape them so hard that they could never have children. Do you know what that means? When you grab some 7-year-old girl and 6 guys rape her so hard her organs fall out of her, and Hillary makes jokes about it, and I've had the victims in studio. It's like, and you realize, oh, my God, they're the servants of the evil people that want to do this, and this is their whole culture. This is who they are. This is what they do. I don't even know what to say at this point. You know, it's just like, there's a little bit of a bad bad guy in me that just says, hey, be selfish, pull back and let all this scum see everything burn and let them be in a depression that the globalists want while they sit offshore in Kauai and Tasmania. But I can't do that because there's so many good people that aren't evil and don't want to be part of it. Let's go to this other Matt Drudge clip I've got here. Matt Drudge, this is when he first came on, crashes the Savage Nation. Here it is.
Savage, 77 WABC.
I do think there is a crisis. On many fronts. Is some of it of his own making? Art, XLM, you're on the air with the Drudge Report.
I wanted to tell Trump, don't give up. Keep it simple. And no matter how unpopular the...
Hold on. What does that mean, keep it simple?
Keep it simple?
Yeah, what is that? Specifically, that's not...
He's totally surrounded under attack.
To save this situation.
You want
keep
freedom.
It, keep it
simple. It's under attack. Fight for it,
keep
people.
It simple.
Yeah. Isn't okay. We have times as humans to overthink things. There's a lot of decisions. There's a lot of bills that are trying to be passed, but people end up getting things added on to them.
Well, but hold on. You don't think that Congress is deliberately sabotaging? Because I suspect there's a sabotage.
No suspect.
Do you know Obama had the stimulus package on his desk before inauguration?
I got news here about the economy.
What did Congress give this great man? Nothing.
Right.
So... All right. We'll keep it simple. Thank you. Just keep it simple.
Make no mistake. Trump is a great man. Trump the great.
Well, simpler as that. It is Matt Drudge here celebrating the 75th anniversary. 75th anniversary of this man. It is an anniversary of sorts.
It's unbelievable. And I'm so honored that you're here. I turned my microphone over to him and my chair.
Well, now you're not going to get it back. Because this is the quality of calls you're getting?
Yes.
Keep it simple.
Yes.
I don't know how to save it.
No. How many years have you had the Drudge Report?
It's 22. I started in 95. When did you start?
94.
Okay, so we're all kind of, you were birthed a little bit before me. I have not missed a day. You practically don't miss a day.
I take vacation days.
It's been a heck of a ride, you know, and it just feels like yesterday.
Blink of an eye.
Just feels like a blink of an eye. Now, how old were you when you started this show, Michael?
52
years old. For everybody 20, out there who dude. Is in a midlife
and wants to give up
in a midlife,
right?
Look at what this man did with his 50s and 60s.
Well,
look at this.
I'll admit it.
Michael, do you realize you are at the top of your craft? Number one book in the country. A radio show. You roll down your windows and you hear you.
Wow.
I don't even have to tune you in. I just roll down the window. think of that. I was coming in yesterday. You're the Bay Area, stuck in traffic at Barcadero. One person had you on. Another person had you on. You know what's happening here. People are nervous.
Mm.
It could go back to Hillary. You know, she looks like she's running again.
Oh, yeah. Same message.
Third time is the charm.
Same message. Same message.
Michael Moore said it's stalling.
Women, war, peace, children. Same message.
So all she needs is a million more this time?
Mm.
Are there a million more? Have there been a million more illegals that will come in and will sneak the vote
I don't know.
Since the election? So I don't know either.
All I know is I've done my best. But God, you can feel the evil rising. We'll be back with the second hour. Tell everybody you know, tune in because they're trying to shut us down as well. Don't take the first note.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.